guys, welcome back to the Carla Code. I am back. Jesus Christ, it's fucking crazy to be broken up with. Well, to be going through a breakup, you know, it's really intense. I'm like at the light already at the end of the tunnel. Like, I'm fine now. And I can't believe I was able to get to this point in about 3 weeks. I know a lot of people talk about how to get over, you know, your exes and go through breakups and whatnot. But I literally think I found the key to life. I'm literally just going to dive right in with everything. But yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy now. This past weekend, I basically had what you would call like a purging weekend. And it was like incredible. It was magical. It was what I needed. Even this past Friday, you know, we were going to have a party for a friend because they're friends that I'm staying with right now currently. It was his birthday, so we had a little party here at the house. All of my friends came. We did mushrooms. And of course, like you guys know, I don't drink anymore, and mushrooms are enlightening. So we did that. I was hugging everybody. You know, my friends were actually like holding me. They were crying with me. It was unreal. And I felt so much love and so much support. And it was so beautiful to be able to hear, you know, not only from them, not only from the friends that are present right now, but to hear from everybody that has written to me. I am not kidding you. I've received about 200 messages from women talking to me, and even some guys. I had a few guys message me like, dude, I'm going through a breakup too. Like, this sucks. And it was, you guys have no idea the amount of support I've received and how that brings a person up, you know? With this past weekend, like I was saying, with the friends that were here with me, that were being incredibly supportive, everyone's just like, you're not alone, dude. Like, I know you feel alone because you were so, you know, attached to the hip with this person, but you're not alone. Like, there's so many people that love you and that respect you and care for you. You're not alone. And I finally felt that because I was having moments for a little bit there, you know, right immediately after the breakup, because like I said, I was attached to the hip to him. We were together 24/7, and you just feel like they're literally, it's like a limb, you know, they're part of your body, and then all of a sudden it's gone. So at first, of course, you know, you go through the initial shock, and then you go through like the desperation where you want to get back with them and you want to do anything you can to get back with them. But then you start even talking for a second to them about that possibility and you start fighting, and then it just ends up nasty. And then you realize like, okay, this is not going to work, but how am I going to, you know, continue on with my life? How am I ever going to be happy again? And that feeling was really, really nasty. And now I feel fine. I feel excited. Yeah, like I said, on Friday, we had that party. I was with my friends all night. I felt great. I woke up the next day and I was like, oh my God, like I actually feel so much better. Like, they helped me so much. And then, you know, the next day I went to, it's basically like a parrilla. It's an old Argentine kind of cookout. We had vegan food there. And I was talking to somebody that has been around in my life for like the past 2 years. And yeah, I mean, an angel of a person. I feel 100% better now. So yeah, it's really great, guys. And then on top of that, you know, what are the best ways to get over people? Yeah, you realize that you do have that support system, that you're not alone. You also have to go back and think about all the negatives, because as human beings, we love to go back and think about, you know, all the wonderful memories and this and that. And trust me, we have wonderful, crazy good memories. But then I think about the bad ones and I'm like, would I ever want my daughter to be treated like that? Would I ever want my daughter to be in a situation like that? Would I ever advise my best friend to be in a situation like that? And all the answers pointed to absolutely not. In that relationship, I completely lost myself. You know, it was not about me anymore. I literally feel like the life was sucked out of me and it was just about someone else's life and about their dreams and pursuits. And that's not healthy. That's not a good place to be in. It's not a good place for either persons, you know, for either, you know, it wasn't good for him. It wasn't good for me, because then he had somebody that was completely reliant on him all the time. And it just sort of turned into that after a while, because like I told you guys on the episode prior, we just weren't taking care of the relationship anymore. And that's what happens when you stop paying attention. Then the next thing you know, you're in the situation that you're in. So if you guys are out there and you're in a relationship and you guys are not taking care of your relationship, I really advise that you do it. I advise that you guys have your own separate lives. You can be together, but you have your own, you know, separate things going on. And then another thing that really helps you get over somebody, at least I realized this from my prior relationship. I had a boyfriend that was terrible before I was with this current ex. You know, and I felt like I could never get over him, because he would keep writing to me and telling me, you know, sweet things. And then I had never really heard of him being like with a certain girl or anything like that. So I never really saw it out in the open. So it took me a really long time to actually get over him, which is crazy. I mean, it took me months, like months. And right now, in this very moment, I feel like I'm over this dude that quickly, that fast. And it was because, of course, he did me the favor of starting to date another girl within a week. So that's fucking mind-blowing to me when I first like found out. It's crazy. And I remember I had specifically told him, you know what, you are a narcissist and you need to have somebody around you at all times. It doesn't matter who it is. You just need somebody that's there that will like be around you, that will like you, tell you you're hot, tell you you're handsome. Like, you just need somebody there at all times. And I told him, I'm like, I know for a fact within like the next 3 months, most 3 months, probably less, you're going to have a girlfriend. And of course he would tell me, no, you're the love of my life. Like I don't even have eyes for anybody else. And he literally has a girlfriend already. If you guys can fucking believe that. I'm telling you, I'm already past the shock. The initial shock is completely over. I don't care anymore. Like, I keep hearing it from people. They message me and they're like, dude, what is going on? Like, what is this? Like, who is he? And I'm like, exactly. That leads me to, yeah, the end of that point. That's how you get over people. As soon as you see them with someone else, I don't know how you could not get over somebody after seeing them with somebody else. Yeah, that was like the last straw, really, for me. Another thing that I've really noticed too, and this is what a lot of people have been, like I said, noticing as well. And I should have thought of this a long time ago, and this is a little bit of a piece of advice for anybody too, if you're getting into a relationship right now. How a person ends a relationship shows you everything about them. And I had already heard stories from, you know, my ex about how he had broken up with girls in the past. And you always think, you know, that's not going to happen here. We're really in love. Like, it's different. And sure enough, it happened the same way. Like, the dude just kind of takes off in the middle of the night, just basically pieces out, leaves me just, you know, high and dry. And then, yeah, dating a chick in a week. So, yeah, that's a lesson for all of you as well. Always ask people that you're starting to date how their relationships ended. You know, ask them about different life experiences too. You know, let's say they got fired from a job or something, or their, you know, partnership with somebody, you know, ended. Ask questions. You have to ask these things, because they'll show you a lot about who they are. Another thing too is that you have to listen to all the red flags that, you know, come about. For me, there were so many red flags throughout the entire relationship, and they started in the very beginning. I was warned by several people, like, be careful with him, be careful with him. And I never listened, because I thought, oh no, I'm in love. But yeah, you have to listen to all of these red flags. And then especially when they're happening too, as the relationship is going on, you know, I'm not going to go into detail at all, but I'm just letting you know, like, always listen to your gut feeling, always listen to that intuition that tells you, you know, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't feel right. And then also, especially if like family gives you any feedback, God, that's like the biggest one. That's the biggest one, seriously. And that's one of the ones that I always ignored just because I always thought like, oh, that's such bullshit. You know, my mom doesn't know anything. I don't even speak to my sister, and she made a comment once and I'm like, I don't even like her. Like, I don't, you know. But yeah, guys, look at the red flags. Like, look out for them. Make sure you're always like feeling very comfortable in the relationship. But then even then, I've always thought that I'm an extremely good judge of character, but I feel like I put on a blindfold to accommodate my relationship, and that's not good. But like literally right now, I feel free. I feel excited about what's to come. I'm already, you know, working on not even just a few, like 5, 6, 7 different business opportunities that are being either presented to me by friends, or being presented in other manners, you know, like just like, let's talk about like my social media, for instance, right? I used to have about 35,000 followers. I got in this relationship and I let the account kind of fall on its own. And that's not good. I stopped paying attention. And that's my own fault. That's my own fault because I got too into the person that I was with to, you know, keep up with my things. And then also I didn't want to be inappropriate because I didn't want to be posting, you know, like kind of the stuff that I used to post. I used to always be like in bikinis and things like that. And that's how I got my following up in the first place. And I stopped doing that because I was trying to be respectful in a relationship. But now I'm like, fuck that. Like I'm going to be doing what I want to do. I'm going to be working on my social media massively again. I'm going to revamp the Carla Code, and this may be the last episode just because the year is coming to an end already, and I'm going to start season 2 next year. But I'm like, I have so many opportunities right now, and it's exciting. Like, I'm excited to know that I'm not going to rely on a man or anybody else anymore to be able to continue on with my life. I had a lot of people message me telling me, come home, come home. And when they say come home, they mean El Paso, right? And I have to be quite frank and, you know, I have to be as polite as I can, but I have to tell everybody that's not my home anymore, you know? And that's not right to run back to a safe place whenever you're going through crap. It's not going to help you grow. It's not going to help you grow. If I were to run back to El Paso right now, it would be the same way as me running back to my ex, you know, just because I want to go back to living the life of, like, I guess, quote unquote, comfort of not having to work. And that's not going to happen. You know, my mom was really, really upset with me that I did not want to go back to El Paso. And I'm like, Mom, what am I going to do over there? She's just like, you know, so you won't be at friends' house. I'm like, but they're friends. I'm going to stay here in Mexico City. I don't know how long I'm going to stay, but it's definitely going to be like the place I'm going to stay for the next few months. That way I can get back on my feet. And yeah, like I have to be really, I'm trying to be as polite as possible, but if people are going through shit, like, do not recommend that they go back to where they came from, you know? Why in the world would you ever recommend that? That's not the road to growth. That's a road to a relapse, basically. There's nothing I would be able to do in El Paso anyway, you know? Like, there's really nothing I would do. I know I got a few messages from people asking me if I was going to go back and that they would, you know, hire me, this and that. And I'm just like, that's not my life anymore. I'm way too accustomed to the life that I live now, and I'm going to do everything in my power to continue this lifestyle and to, yeah, be independent. That's like the goal now. I'm excited. Before, the goal was just based on another person. And now the goal for me is to be independent and to be happy. Along the years, as time has gone on, I remember back when I was like 17, 18. That's when I first realized that I have funky manifesting powers. I was always asking for things, but I was never asking for things the correct way. I remember my boyfriend that I had, he was my fiance for 7 years. If you guys don't know about that, so this is the course of like relationships that I've had in my life. I was with someone from the age of 18 to about 25. I was engaged to him, lived in El Paso. Yeah, I realized that wasn't the life that I wanted to live. So I left the relationship. Okay. After that, I got into a horribly like a mentally abusive and toxic relationship with this other guy that lasted for about 2.5 years. So I went from a really, really, really good guy that loved me to death and would never even call me a name to somebody that was basically telling me to go kill myself already. Then after that, I was single for about 9 months. And that's when all of my traveling began. That's when I started going to Ibiza and to Europe. And I started going to, let's say, just even Mexico, you know. That's when I first started traveling. I started meeting a lot of people, you know, influential people, people that had, that were famous, whatever. And in those 9 months, I was finally, you know, like, wow, I'm getting my independence back. But I still didn't have the tools on how to do that. And then after that is when I met my current ex. And yeah, those have been like the three big relationships in my life. And they've all taught me something. They've all taught me very important things. But like I was saying about my whole manifesting thing, when I had first gotten with my boyfriend from when I was 18 to 25, the 7-year relationship, I remember I was in high school and I would cry because I really liked him. And I was like, please, God, please give him to me. Please give him to me. You know, lo and behold, you're asking for somebody, but then you're not really, you're not asking for the right thing. So I said, I really, really wanted him. And then it turned out that in the whole, the entire relationship, I loved him, but I was never really in love with him. And I was just going to kind of let my life go by like that because I thought, wow, like I'm in a really good place. We're financially, you know, set. Everything's fine. He's super loyal. He's handsome. He's super sweet. He treats me like a queen. Like, why wouldn't I stay? Like, I'd be a fool not to stay. But then, yeah, my gut instinct started coming out and it just wasn't the right thing. So then at that point when I was leaving the relationship, I was just like, I want passion. I want like a fiery relationship. I want to be like really into somebody. And I got that. So then came boyfriend number two. I got that fiery relationship. And let me tell you, that shit was horrible because, you know, when it comes to having fiery relationships and passion and all that, it's a huge high. But then when the lows are low, they're fucking low. Like, this guy was always cheating on me. I could, you know, his phone was always like upside down. Like, I could never look at it. He was a fucking psychopath and he lives in El Paso and you guys probably know who he is. I don't know how he is anymore. Hopefully he's changed. I doubt it, honestly. So then, yeah, after that relationship, I remember I cried a lot as well. And I would ask, you know, the universe, I'm like, please, universe, please, God, like, give me a man who loves me with all his heart, who treats me with respect, who takes care of me. Like, please give me that person. And then I got my ex, boyfriend number three. But have you noticed that in all of these wishes that I asked, all of these manifestations that I made over the years, not once did I ever ask, you know, the universe. I never asked the universe for, you know, make me independent, make me happy, make me somebody who doesn't need a man to feel good. And I've never done that in my entire life. And that's really sad. And, you know, I did this last relationship. It was beautiful for a long time. But like I said, when you stop paying attention to the relationship and you stop taking care of it, then it all goes down the drain. And especially if you're not paying attention to yourself and you're not loving yourself, how can you be, you know, a great partner if you can't even like take care of you and you can't even love you? So yeah, with that being said, that is the new manifestation that I'm working on now. This next year is going to be 100% about me, and not in a selfish way, right? I'm doing it in the way that I've never done it before. This next year is going to be about me. It's going to be about focusing on my finances, self-care, loving myself, making a ton of money. And whenever I'm going to have a guy around from here on out, it's going to be because I want to have him around. It's going to be because I just enjoy like his company, but there's nothing else that he's going to be like offering me. It's not going to be like, hey, do you want me to buy you this, buy you that? Sure. If that stuff comes, then it comes. But I'm definitely not going to have somebody in my life anymore because it turns out to be a lot more convenient, or kind of just give in to his lifestyle because for some reason, I end up thinking that his life is more important than mine, which is fucking mad. But yeah, from here on out, friendships, relationships, if I get into one, I really don't think I would want to get into one anytime soon. Yeah, it's just going to be 100% focused on me. I'm going to become a really, really good version of me. I feel really happy right now, guys. Like, I feel so good. I've been, you know, walking. Right now, Mexico City is what they call Luz Roja. I always get confused when I start speaking Spanish after speaking English for so long. So bear with me. I speak Spanish fairly well now. Está bajo Luz Roja. Entonces, eso quiere decir que la ciudad está cerrada completamente. The city's completely closed. We're under quarantine. So I don't have anywhere to go except for like friends' houses, which is fantastic, and the park, which I'm living right next to right now. So I walk Tule a lot. I'm at the park a lot. And today, you know, I was walking around and I was like, God, this feels nice. Like, I can do whatever I want now, guys. I can do whatever I want. Like, that's crazy. Like, I haven't had that option mentally in a long time. When you're in a relationship, especially when it's not like the best relationship, when it turns out to be like a toxic relationship, you're even kind of like nervous of like hugging all of your friends. You get nervous of like talking to certain people for too long because it looks wrong. There's just so many things that you get nervous about. I was even at the point where I didn't even want to like go like grab a coffee with anybody because I was just like, oh no, he wants to be with me 24/7, you know? And now I'm just like, dude, I can do whatever the fuck I want. And that's actually what you should be able to do always, forever, until your end of days. You should be able to do whatever you want. Like, nobody else should have that capacity to hold you, you know, in a way kind of like prison mentally, to where you think that you can't be doing things. It's a really fucked up place to be. I've been in that place already, and I don't want to ever be in that place again. So right now it's great. Like, friends invite me over. We go to a party. You know, I'm talking to people. Like, I can do whatever I want. And I can do whatever I want in the future as well. Like, I'm capable of anything and everything. So this is crazy. Like, this is really, really exciting for me. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for the woman that I'm going to become. And I'm excited to share the journey with you guys. I wanted to thank everybody. Like I was saying earlier, I had like 200 plus messages in my inbox. I mean, you guys are fucking incredible. Everybody was sending me like the most beautiful messages. I would start crying every 2 seconds just reading all of them. Everyone's just like, Carla, keep your head up. You're fine. Like, you're going to do so good. Like, look at you. You're a light in the world. Like, and people would share with me their breakup stories, and they were telling me it's going to be okay. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a while, but you're going to be fine. And when you're in that dark hole, you don't think it's going to be fine. You think you're going to be in that hole forever. And then after this past weekend, I felt myself like come out. And I'm like, oh my God, like along with like the support of everybody through Instagram. And mind you, I haven't even met like 98% of you. Okay. I've never even met you guys. The only reason we all know each other is because of the podcast and through Instagram. But the relationship that I have with so many of you girls is insane. Like, we literally have friendships. I have friendships. Like, my friends from here, they would keep seeing me like in my inbox on Instagram. They're just like, dude, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, like, you know, this girl. Oh, okay, do you know her from El Paso or from like Scottsdale? And I'm like, no, I've actually never met her. And they're like, you're so weird. You talk to so many people that you've never met. I'm like, you have no idea. I'm like, and I would swipe through my phone, like swiping up so that they could see how many messages I had like within the past like 6 hours. They're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's different. Like, you've got something there. And I'm like, you're right. I do have something here. What I have here is a community of people that we're all there for each other during these times. Like, the fact that I share all my weaknesses with you guys, like I had said in the podcast before, there's going to be some people that are criticizing me. There's probably going to be some people that are laughing at the fact that I'm going through all this shit. There's always going to be those people that love seeing people fail. But then it's worth it when I get all of the messages from people like you guys that are listening that are supportive and that have been there, and you guys are sharing your stories with me and you're trying to help me out. You know, I had so many people offer up even financial support. I was blown away. I've been blown away. The reason that I'm in the position that I am right now, talking to you, feeling this well, and knowing that I'm going to be not only okay, but I'm going to be amazing, is because of the support system that I have that's come out of, you know, the Carla Code through Instagram. Like, this is great, guys. Like, this community that I've built and you guys have built with me, you guys are incredible. And I'm so thankful to have all of you. I hope each and every one of you blessings for the rest of your lives. I really hope you guys are all going out there getting what you want in life. And I hope that you guys are not holding your life back because you're, you know, in a relationship or you're in a job that you think you can't leave, or you think you can't leave the city. Like, I really hope that you guys can fucking do this too, because if I'm going to be fucking able to do this, then you can too. I'm just saying that straight up, because I've always been one of those people that I always thought I was weak. I've always thought that I wasn't mentally strong enough. And now, right now, I'm just like, dude, you can do anything you fucking want to do. Okay. And I'm going to do it. But yeah, I just wanted to thank everybody. You guys are fucking awesome. You're my rock right now. Yeah, you guys are incredible. Super, super grateful. I'm super grateful for the friends that I have here in Mexico City as well. They're like family now. I'm excited about all the opportunities that are coming up. I'm excited about the people that I've been, you know, around, hanging out with lately. Yeah, I'm good, guys. Me and Tuli are fucking good. Like, me and my little girl, we're going to be fantastic. I know a lot of people asked me what happened to Nietzsche, the little weenie dog. He ended up staying with my ex. So that worked out. It's funny because we had originally gotten him to keep Tuli company. Little did I know, the universe was already working its own magic, and he ended up keeping him, you know, to keep him company, whatever. But yeah, it's really like an interesting thing. I've really come to realize that the universe is really guiding you and it's really working for you. You just have to listen to all the signs. If you feel like something wrong in your gut, red flags, pay attention to them. When you see signs that are interesting and you're just like, what? That's so weird. But it's like a magical sign. Pay attention to that as well. The universe is leading you into the life that you're supposed to have. So even when you're going through crap, that's what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to hurt for a little bit. You're never going to get anywhere in life if you don't go through pain. I mean, think about exercising. It's a pain in the ass. It hurts like hell, but what are the benefits? You start looking better. You start feeling better. That's just the same way that life is. If you're going through some tough shit right now, it'll get better. It's just all leading you up to the person that you're supposed to be. And it's leading you up to the life that you're supposed to live. So that was my quick both rant, gratitude post, update post. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys again for all the support. Like I said, I welcome any and all messages. I'm doing so much better now, and I'm super excited that within a week I was able to share this good news with you guys. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. Once again, thank you for being part of the Carla Code community. I love you guys all so much. I will see you next week, or maybe next year. I'll let you know through Instagram. Thank you guys. Have a great day.